Thanks, everybody, for coming. Wow. Still so many people. It's like cloud's a popular topic, apparently.
Cloud is a popular topic.
Who would have thought?
We're just debating whether it's cloud architecture or data center and infrastructure is popular.
I'm taking the credit here. They're all here for the cloud track.
It's all about the cloud.
Unless we're all back here because I think like Scott Guthrie is coming back. Sorry, he's in the other room. It's only us for this.
All right, everyone.
They're still coming.
Everyone's got all that energy now from that boxed lunch, which is really great.
Which one did you go for, the chicken Caesar wrap or the beef roll?
I went for the chicken. For the chicken, but the chocolate was good. All right, well, everyone, we've got 24 minutes to get done some content here, so let me get started. My name is Reid Purvis. This is the track overview for cloud track, architecture track, and the data center infrastructure management track. My name's Reid Purvis. To my right, your left, is David Barella. And down here in the bottom, in the blue shirt, is Kurt Heiss. The three of us together, we had these three tracks to provide an overview for. We had a lot of difficult decisions as we went through and put these tracks together to slim it down to the number of sessions that we were allowed to provide you here today. Unfortunately, not as many as we'd like because there was a lot that we had to postpone or go through that.
Yeah, so how many sessions do we have submitted in total? A couple hundred, and we could only put 15 to 30 in each of the tracks, so less than 10% of the ones that got submitted could actually come through. So it's very difficult for us when we were sitting down.
Absolutely. So one of the questions I had asked to me already in the foyer earlier today is, how do you get actually into speaking next year? Well, first of all, you can talk to us afterwards, and we can then put you sort of in touch with how that gets organized. Next year, there may be a different team, but as that happens, you know, it's all about being involved and making yourself aware and doing that process. So
well, most importantly, just watch out for, if you follow the Twitter account for Microsoft Ignite, then they will go and tweet out when we are doing a call for content. So the best way to be a speaker is actually submit your session up front.
100%. So what we're going to do is go through these three tracks. So I'm going to hand it over to David.
Great. Now, before I dive into what the cloud track is, I thought it might help if we explain where we saw these three tracks sitting. So the three of us, between Kurt, Reid, and myself, we were there talking about what's going to go into which. And the way that we kind of put it down too was, me in charge of the cloud track, I wanted it to be more about the cloud development. How do you go and start utilizing all of the services which are in the cloud? And a lot of those are more developer focused. We've got cognitive services, Azure app services, machine learning, all of that great hot stuff. So on one spectrum, we've got the cloudy stuff more for the devy side. Then on the other side, we've got Reid's section, which is the data center and infrastructure management. And for that, that was more the infrastructure, all those base building blocks that you're going to do that will work both on premises and in the cloud. And then straddling them right in the middle, we put the architecture track. And the architecture track was all about the great patterns and practices that you can follow, which you can then apply both into cloud scenarios in the developer space and in when you're looking at the infrastructure. So that's roughly how we put those three tracks. And so starting off with the cloud track, this one was the biggest track by far. It's almost double the size of some of the other tracks that are there, with a total of 35 sessions. Again, this is more about developing with the cloud services. And what I wanted to do is, I can't go over all the 35 sessions that are in here. We've only got a limited amount of time. So I wanted to go through, and I just pulled out two of the sessions that were happening in each of those, on each of the days. But before I do that, I thought it's really important to call out that today, all of Ignite is only possible because of our speakers. So the speakers are the ones who've gone, submitted the content. They're the ones who are going and presenting and answering all the questions during the week. So we've got all the speakers up to the front. And speakers, I'm going to put you on the spot. Stand up so everyone knows who to look for this week.
Absolutely. If you're a speaker, stand up.
Rise. Gee.
Thank you.
So during all of this week, these guys are the ones who are here wanting to teach and help you guys to learn. They're going to be here throughout the whole week, so make sure you just grab them, interact with them, and learn everything that you can from them, because that's why they're here, to help support you guys learn. Now, again, I can only call out two sessions per day, so we tried to pull out the best ones that we could. Yes, that's my name up there. But I put my name up there because Tuesday is easy. Today, we've only got two cloud sessions happening. So these are the top two and the only two that are happening. The first one is Troy Hunt. So quick poll. Put your hand up if you have heard of Troy Hunt. Yeah, so for everyone else, he's kind of a big deal. So I would highly recommend you go to his session. He has built a very, very popular website called Have I Been Owned, which for all the data breaches which happen, which has usernames, passwords, and personally identifiable information, he goes and puts all of that information up on his website so you can search and see what private information about yourself has been leaked. And he's going to go through and talk about how he built his Azure infrastructure. So you can't get much more real-world Azure than that. Next one is mine. So I'm doing a session on blockchain. What is a blockchain and why it's going to change the world? It's going to disrupt a vast amount of industries, and I'll talk about how it's going to disrupt those industries, and my co-presenter, Chris, is going to cover off how you can get started developing on the blockchain via Azure. So we're going to cover off just a very high-level overview, because it's only a level 200 track, so we're going to be punching through some information there. Then the next day, I'm cheeky, I'm calling out my second session. I'm going to go and talk about how to actually develop on the blockchain. So this is a deep dive level 400. If you haven't been to my session before, you're probably going to be lost because I'm going to assume you have some idea of what the blockchain is. So in there, I'm going to spin up a private blockchain Ethereum consortium network. I'm going to be utilizing the Truffle development framework, developing smart contracts, deploying a MAU, creating a web user interface, pushing it all out to Azure.
Where's your Bitcoin miner?
I won't talk about that here. I'll go to two sessions I will pull out on talk about on the Wednesday. Now, actually, if I go back, one thing you'll notice is all of these sessions are all in the big rooms, all in the arenas, or they're all in one of the big central rooms. And that's because we thought these ones are going to be the most popular ones. So we've got Elaine. So Elaine is going to be talking about how you can build a modern web portal for Office 365, using Office 365 data. Now, this is a really interesting one for someone like me, who was a traditional dev who doesn't like SharePoint. I'm getting nods of approval. Now, with this, though, with a new way that you can do things with Office 365 and SharePoint, it's much, much nicer. And so she's going to just go through how you can utilize Office Graph to pull in documents, use some of the other things that are in there, so you can, instead of building inside of SharePoint, inside of just sort of web parts, you can go and build a fully modern website utilizing all the latest modern web standards, but hooking into those Office 365 services. So if you haven't seen Office 365 and SharePoint stuff in a while, that might be an interesting one for you to check out. We've got Paul talking about serverless and Azure Functions. So Azure Functions is that new way of just getting a little tiny fragment of code that you want executed, and you can just pay like a couple of fractions of millicents to get those functions executed for you on demand. Really useful for things that you only want executed periodically, like a chatbot, where you don't want to spin up a whole VM sitting there idle 90% of the time if you just need to handle one or two little transactions every couple of hours. On a Thursday, we've got Vishesh, who's flown all the way from New Zealand to present on this. So he's going to be talking about Azure IoT Suite, Power BI, Logic Apps, and how you can tie them all together to bring in that good IoT data and then get some good information off of it.
You're giving away a what?
IoT kit.
IoT kit. Hear that.
There you go. IoT kit, if you go along to a session, there's one of them. We've then got Chris Pratchett. Chris here? Yay, there you go. So Chris will be speaking on Azure B2C. So I'm calling out his session because Azure B2C is a new technology that's coming out. So we've all been using Azure Active Directory for authenticating our users with our enterprise, but this is going to be very useful for interacting with consumers that are out there that want to interact with your application. Then on Friday, we've got Ben, who's speaking on high-performance computing in Azure for doing simulations and visualization. So that's very, very technical session, very, very geeky. So I put that one in there because that was just interested me. But saving one of the good ones to last, we've got Oren, who we put him on in the very last session that's available. So for his slot, he's just kind of a nice cool down, wrap, wind down for the end of the week. He's going to go through a little bit of humor, 30 terrible habits of server and cloud admins. So that's a nice way to just finish off the week.
Nice.
Okay, so that's all the devy stuff. Moving into the architecture right in the middle. So the architecture track, again, is all about talking about ways you can go, architect your applications, thinking about things like microservices, how you can go and architect them to help you with scalability, ease of rapid deployment, and maintainability. So we've got 18 sessions in this track. So on the Wednesday, we've got Jacob from Microsoft, who is actually one of the people who is building the Azure portal. So this is very real-world Azure, how to go and architect a massive single-page application and how they go about it. So he'll be speaking on that. Next up is Richard Banks. So Richard Banks, I worked with him for a number of years at Redify, and he was a great source of knowledge for figuring out the correct way to do things. So he's going to be talking about CQRS, and that's a pattern that can really help you do cool stuff. He's laughing because I'm not doing his session justice. But it's a very cool pattern if you haven't seen it before.
I think that acronym needs a vowel.
Yeah. Well, Command Query Responsibility Segregation. Good enough. On Thursday, we've got Namit, who's speaking about hyperscale service fabric implementations. Here, the two of them are going to be speaking around microservices. So how you can take your application, do it all microservice-y, how to allow it so they can scale up massively because you can scale up each of those microservices. And they're going to be talking about 10 of the different ways that you can go about architecting this. Number 8 will shock you. Then we've got Nick Randolph. He's fun story with this one. So Nick Randolph submitted the session. I read that. Why applications with no database and no services are fast. I read his abstract and went, oh dear. Because I thought the worst thing that's going to happen is he's going to do this. People are going to take away the wrong message from this, go back to the enterprises and start saying, we no longer need the databases. We're going to do all of this really quickly. And then, but I sat down with Nick. He assured me that he's going to go and explain that this is good for certain scenarios. So I put his in there just as a little wild card to see how that goes. And then on Friday, we've got an Azure API Management deep dive. So we call this one out because many of us have got web APIs that we expose out to multiple companies. We've got a web API that we're exposing, but we're usually only exposing it for our own applications. What Azure API Management allows you to do is expose your API out to other people to consume. And so we automatically manage things like the API keys and throttling.
And this is an incredibly important topic. Even as a data center and Azure infrastructure person, I get questions on this quite a lot by customers, by people who want to integrate their systems on premises as well as to other systems. So it's a pretty important topic.
Mm. And then the last one on Friday, this one just tickled my geek part of me. Look at that title. We're combining Azure Redis Cache with machine learning. So what his abstract promised was that he's going to go and with using machine learning over how your application is working so you can try to scale it up. It, just reading the abstract really interested me, so I put that in because I want to go to this one myself. So, sorry, that one's in there just for me. You guys can come along if you want.
Wonderful. Thank you, David. Well, for the last portion of this, what I want to do is quickly go through what the data center and infrastructure management track is all about. And really, this is a hallmark back to a lot of the original tech heads. A lot of people that come to this conference are from that hardcore infrastructure, people that like to play with tin and do all those things. Well, if you like to do that, this is the track for you. Fun-filled track full of hybrid infrastructure. So Microsoft is definitely moving into the cloud, and we have a lot of sessions here about hybrid infrastructure. So that's where this is. This is the track for any of those IT pros that want to learn to how they're going to move into the cloud. So we've got tracks, sessions of across the gamut for that. That includes Azure Stack, Windows Server 2016, System Center 2016, software-defined networking, storage, backup. These are all the things that David, and when he's talking about the high-level functions of the cloud, we actually have to support that stuff. Yeah, and that's where this is all about. So from that perspective, I really put together what I think are the essential sessions. And, you know, we have 25 sessions to pick from. I could really fit sort of 10 in this, or 11. And really, these are the ones that are possible. So we've got really straight up a great corp speaker who's out. Everybody should know him, a Brisbane-based boy from Hart, and that's Ben Armstrong. Who's seen Ben Armstrong talk before? Yeah, he's back. So Ben Armstrong is going to talk to you in a number of sessions throughout this week about NanoServer and a couple of sessions about containers. So definitely you want to go and check out his NanoServer, how to configure that, how to deploy that. On Tuesday in the afternoon, after this, there's a session about Azure Stack ISV opportunities. We've got one of the speakers, just stand up real briefly there. So Eric and Chris. Eric Burkholder is from Microsoft Corporate, so we've got a chance to bring him down, and he's going to take you through a bit about the ISV opportunities, a bit about Azure as Stack, and where we're going, and tease you a little bit more for some announcements he's not allowed to make. But I think if you want to have an NDA or some other conversation, then you know my encouragement is to rush him at the stage after his session and buy him a beer. On Wednesday, we have kind of starting up. One of the sessions I pulled out was a session by Gino Barletto and Oren Thomas. They're talking about security on Windows Server 2016. Who thinks security is important? Exactly. So, thank you. Everybody's passed the test. Yes. So, they're going to talk to you a bit about how you can secure Windows Server 2016 and how some of the best practices there. We have another great session that we're going to talk about, and that is from Rafaela Brownlee and Anna Gabriella. They're two Microsoft employees, people in our team and the greater Microsoft team here in Australia, who are going to go deep dive into log analytics. There is also a sizzle reel with Rafaela. I'm not sure if it got posted, but so she's a premier field engineer, right? A PFE. And so if you're lucky enough to live in the ACT, you might actually get her to come out to your account and actually do her magic and make this stuff work. It's really good. So if you want to know how to do that, Rafaela is the person to do that. And then on Wednesday afternoon, you've got the Automation Unplugged. So I'm not sure where George is at, but didn't quite see him here. Oh, no. So George is going to go through the Automation Unplugged because we should all automate stuff, right?
Of course.
That's what cloud's about.
Yeah, yeah. If you have to get someone to click it, they're going to do it wrong the second time.
So kind of looking at the latter half of the week on Thursday, Citrix in the cloud. How many people want to put Citrix in their Azure environment? Okay, I know there's more of you because I can tell you this is an ongoing conversation. Every time I go to, like, what's the simplest thing to move to the cloud? My desktops. And so this session is going to talk quite a bit about that. So this is RDS 2016, as well as Citrix ZenApp Essentials, or what used to be called ZenApp Essentials. Now I think it was called ZenApp Express before. Now it's Essentials. And so that's by Daniel Marr and Scott Ellis from Citrix. We have Larry Zhang talking about Azure Stack. Who wants to know more about Azure Stack here? Okay. So Azure Stack, if you didn't know, is you know, in a box, it's Azure on your premises. That's, you know, somebody's going to cringe at that statement, but Azure Stack is coming, and we're really starting to get a lot of customers interested. So if you want to know more about the technical details, some of the hardware, how that's going to work, Larry is going to give us some insights on that.
And as a software dev, Azure Stack really excites me, because when I was a consultant, something I'd see repeatedly was I go into a large enterprise who are doing hosting all the servers themselves in their own data center, and are too worried to go up into the cloud. And so because they're doing it there, you've got to go and submit your request ticket out to IT, wait for them to provision up a VM for you. You then have that one VM. And the way that we would develop as a developer then is just very server client model. On other projects, we can do kind of like cool cloud and scalability and doing cloud architecture, but then we're going back to the old way. So Azure Stack is really exciting for me, because we'll be able to have those big enterprises have their own internal Azure Stack, which we can go and employ out the same way. So we can help bring those enterprise developers up with us.
100%. And that's where, obviously, the two or the three tracks really relate, the architecture, cloud, and the on-premises infrastructure kind of come together. The last we round out Thursday is really about how customers can migrate or work and move potentially from their existing environments and also protect their existing environments into the cloud. And that's really using Azure to ASR and Azure to Azure. And so Nirmal is going to, I'm not going to pronounce his last name. He's told me that's okay. But Nirmal is an expert at this and is going to be talking a bit about that. Friday, we have, again, another session around Azure Stack and hybrid deployment. This is really going to focus, again, around how you're going to fit Azure Stack into your environments. So if you can imagine, Azure Stack comes and, you know, when it's released, you get it in a rack, and it's going to put it in the middle of your data center, and then what do you do with it? How do you turn it on, and how does it fit with your existing environment? So that's where Larry Zhang and Bala Datchandra are going to take you through. We finish up the week with some hardcore Windows internal containers. So who's looking at containers for their applications today? Good, because containers are an excellent way to move from on-prem into cloud readiness, then into the cloud, and away you go. And then lastly, we're going to wind up the week with how you protect your environment, and that's about cloud-first backup, IaaS backup, physical, VMware and Hyper-V backups. And so we've got a couple of great people. We've got Stefan Budo, and we've got a corp speaker, Aruna Sumitra. They're going to present about Azure Backup, which again dovetails in a bit with the operations management suite that Rafaela has already started earlier. So that brings us really to the end of, I guess, the fun-filled week. There are plenty other sessions. Again, look in the schedule builder, go and find out what's important to you. These sessions are going to be recorded. You will get the decks. So there's going to be lots of opportunity to hang out in the speakers' lounge. I encourage all the speakers to do that. Certainly, if you have any questions or queries, you'll be able to find me. I'm probably one of the shortest people in the conference. Just tweeted myself briefly before this on stage, you know, taking over from Scott Goo. So please make sure you find us, David, Kurt, and any of the speakers. Maybe the speakers just all stand up one more time so you can get a bit of a look at everybody. If you see any of these people who are presenting, make sure you pester them. This is your opportunity to learn this material and get really ready for this. With that, we have a minute and a half for to spark after dark. Has anyone won a golden ticket yet? Who's won a golden ticket? Who has not played with HoloLens? Okay, one of the people who have not played with HoloLens and is prepared to sign a statutory declaration on that, a stat deck, then I will give you at least one, because all I've got is one. That's about it for us. Does anyone want to say the last words? All right, we'll close this session and look forward to seeing you in our tracks. Thank you very much, everyone.